Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, a special shout-out to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. The same way, I'm on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we have on the telephone line, who I'm going to get on here so he can ask his question, Picasso. So, Mr. Picasso, sir, what is your question for Denise?
Don't call me sir. You're my sir. I call you sir. All right, Denise, I can tell you about a couple of things, but I'm not allowed to report. I just have to ask questions. Would you agree that the Great Divide has occurred, number one? Number two, would you agree that the largest battle to occur in Europe since the end of World War II is about to now take place in Odessa? And number three, I don't hear anything in this side of the country about what's really actually happening in Kyiv. I didn't get a lot of information. Gerson Pisan of Maripool, I got a ton of information today. There is aid. I got one thing to say, then I'll get off and listen to you. There is aid coming in from Russia into Maripool and Kherson, and they're pretty safe, and the Donbass is relatively quiet, although there is some. There is a circle being made around a certain military congregation, and they are trapped.
Okay.
That's the Odessa. Odessa, yeah. I'd love to hear what you got to say about Odessa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead, Denise. You got a lot to right there.
On the first three, I would say yes, yes, and yes. Odessa is a crown jewel because that is, in fact, where most all of the economic foundation of Ukraine is based, incoming and outgoing. Sadly, I don't know that what in the world can be the offense or defense there for Ukraine, especially when you've got some Russian warships parked off the coast. I'm not seeing a lot of hope here, especially after for Ukraine, especially after NATO emphatically said yesterday no on the no-fly zone over the country. But I will tell you that, interestingly enough, if NATO says no, and they have, I'm struggling with the United Nations. And I know that we all love to hate on the United Nations, and that's fine. I get all that. But all that aside, the Korean War was a United Nations war.
Yep.
So where is the United Nations now on this?
Mm-hmm.
Good point. You see what I'm saying?
Good point.
You see what I'm saying? And so furthermore, you know, the United Nations got peacekeepers.
Yep.
Why aren't the peacekeepers, where are they? You know, again, I get all the criticisms and all that other kind of stuff, but where is the UN Security Council, you know, deploying peacekeepers or having the discussions about, you know, some kind of, and the reason I'm asking this question is because, all right, for the sake of argument, Russia takes Ukraine. And we're not doing anything. We're not sending ground troops and we're not doing no fly.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world keeps Russia from taking Poland? Well, well, Poland is a NATO member.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what? We don't want to do a no fly because he's already we don't want a larger conflict with Russia. Well, that same premise is going to be used for any other NATO country.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want a larger, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're a NATO member or not a NATO member, mm-hmm. the argument's already been put out there.
Is Russia still in charge of their turn of the UN Security Council right now?
They're on the human rights is what they have. But they have veto power.
Okay, so they weren't the country whose name was on the list to be in charge of this while.
On human rights, they are.
Okay, all right. Because I was trying to figure out how come Russia controlled what the complaints were, but I guess that does make sense. They were complaining about human rights. Ukraine was. All right. Okay. Well,
At this point, and where's the discussion about, we're treading in unknown territory here, but where's the discussion about suspending or terminating Russia from the United Nations?
Yeah. Yeah. That should be had. Yeah.
I don't know if it's ever been done before.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I was reading Article 51 last night.
Mm-hmm.
And then Article 2.4.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the truth of the matter is, where are all the member countries? I was also reading, and I agree with him, General Breedlove, who's the former...
Right, former commander. Mm-hmm. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back. And by the way, I saw him last night on Fox talk about agreeing to the fact that we can and should have a no-fly zone, along with Lieutenant General Kellogg. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And by the way, my conversation with Denise Simon brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, and I happen to be one of them. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, can help you find coverage for just about everything you own. They'll cover the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. How about if you got a motorcycle, an ATV, boat, or RV? They'll cover all of that. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy on your car policy. You will save a bunch of money. Check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, I saw Breedlove last night on one of the talk shows on Fox. I don't know which one it was. And I also have read an article that was on Newsmax from interviewing Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg about the no-fly zones and whatnot. Now, both of them agreed that the U.S. could, in fact, enforce a no-fly zone over the Ukraine. One said we need to have NATO to do it, and that was Breedlove. The other one said the U.N., and that was Kellogg. So what say you?
Well, as I was just trying to explain, I mean, it can be done, okay, whether, but the argument that the United States has put out is we don't want to escalate and have a World War III with Russia. And if you've got war going on in the sky between, you know, airmen, whether they're, you know, whatever patches they're wearing versus Russia.
Uh-huh.
You've now escalated. So what does that mean? It means that if, for sake of argument, if Russia decides to invade Poland, are you going to apply the same argument?
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're a NATO member or not, we don't want to escalate. So Russia gets to take Poland?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, Germany? I mean, mm-hmm. Now they put out the wrong argument. We don't want to escalate.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's... I mean, wherever we go, because of what they said, we don't want to escalate and have a World War III, wherever we go, Russia wins. Mm-hmm. I also believe that President Xi of China is actually playing Putin. What do I mean by that? They have this agreement. They have actually signed an agreement. They signed it just before the Olympics, and then they met over it and I don't know, publicly shook hands about it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the deal. We keep wondering if and when, not if, but when, China makes a move on Taiwan. Well, we're not going to be there because, well, what do we care, right? But here's the deal. I think that China is kind of sitting back
uh-huh.
and watching, because, I mean, China approved of what Russia was doing with Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
So I think China is sitting back and saying, okay, let's see what the United States is doing and not doing. Let's see what NATO is doing and not doing.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what the UN is doing and not doing and what the consequences are. So they're back. President Xi is sitting back and measuring all things that are consequential about the Russian invasion in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll adjust or decide how China goes forward. So I think Russia is kind of being played in all of this.
Now, we heard this week, and I forgot what it was, and I think the conversation started out with Jordanian pilots that they were considering on bringing them in and making them dual citizens of the country. And then I think it upped its ante and went to perhaps French, perhaps German pilots to bring them in to fly the planes. Is there any truth to that?
Fly what planes?
The planes that they apparently that Ukraine has. They got a few planes somewhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, Ukrainians do, but they were, you know, some NATO countries were offering up some fighter jets mm-hmm. that they were, the Ukrainian pilots were supposed to pick up in Poland. The jets were on their way, and
mm-hmm.
Then they reneged on that offer. So I don't know what planes now are gifted to Ukrainian pilots. So, I don't know necessarily, even if you try and give Ukraine some kind of more control over the skies, so you now have an air conflict exclusively between Ukraine and Russia,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what, you know, planes they're necessarily going to fly. They've got some great pilots, and they've been trained on all these Russian MiGs. They're old, but they've been trained on them. That's what so many of these European countries have, are these older Russian MiGs. So,
I wonder if we could use any of the ones we trained on some of our planes when they were over there in Arizona. Remember that bunch that came into Arizona?
I don't remember Ukrainians coming into Arizona.
No, they were Jordanian pilots. And one of them crashed the plane.
Why in the world would Jordan want to get involved?
Yeah, well, I don't know, but I did hear that earlier this week that the word Jordan came up, and I was thinking to myself, gee, that's interesting. Okay, well, here's one for you. This is a blast from the past. Former Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has come out in support of the Ukraine as it fends off an invasion from Russia. This is a stark contrast from the pro-Moscow bent of the current regime there in Tehran, which is supporting Moscow.
Well, Ahmadinejad's been an outcast for several years now, so but I mean, he's kind of nothing in the entire scope of things.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought just the fact you said that might make life interesting, but who knows? Okay, so the U.S. Supreme Court reinstated the Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev's death sentence for his role in the 2013 attack that killed three people and wounded more than 260. It was a 6-3 decision. I have no problem with that.
I don't either.
And I think
they got a good decision on that one.
Yeah, finally. I mean, geez, I wonder what the heck took so long. And, you know, when you talk about Ukraine, you can't leave out of the fact that there is a possibility, and I've heard the talking heads, the military talking heads, talking about Kiev, and the fact that that will decide the course of the war right there. But some of them are saying, not so fast. Russia could lose right there when they try to go after it.
Well, the United States and the Brits, and I think in some cases the French, are working diligently with the Ukrainian forces. And I think that, you know, given the limitations of the volume or the numbers of Ukrainian forces, I think they're doing a remarkable job. But you can bet that there is some real war gaming going on for what kind of advances the Russians will apply when it comes to Kyiv and how that's going to go down. But it's also been said that Russia has had a difficult time resupplying its forces in Ukraine, and once they fix that, then it's gonna be kind of like the last nail in that coffin once that resupply happens. And the one person that has called attention to that is Marco Rubio in a tweet that he sent out yesterday.
Yeah.
And he would know because, you know, he gets those classified briefings. And so that's what has me very concerned. And that's why I think that, and I think that's really what Zelensky is trying to say, that he knows what is about to come, and we've got to do something when it comes to no-fly. I mean, we have to do it. So there are other things that can be done, certainly under Title 50, and why we're not doing it to me is just fascinating. And General Keane said it yesterday. There is some, I mean, I'm happy to hear him say it, but there are some things that we can be doing, but we have to have a spine in order to do it, and imagination.
Okay, well, we'll imaginate until Monday, and we'll talk again, and I'm sure we'll still be talking about the same stuff. Want to bet?
I bet so.
All righty, we'll talk to you then. Have a great weekend. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check it out. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The pain at the pump rages on.
Friday, the price for U.S. crude oil hit a 14-year high at just over $115 a barrel. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso blames it on the Biden administration's energy goals.
We have enough oil and gas in the ground here in America to provide for all of our own needs as well as to help our allies. With the Biden administration policy from day number one, killing the Keystone XL pipeline, blocking oil and gas exploration, has led to record high prices at the pump for Americans and has funded Vladimir Putin's war machine.
Winter storms are set to bring ice, snow, and strong winds to parts of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan this weekend. Some areas may see more than a quarter inch of ice and 1 to 3 inches of snow. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. And you know what our Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. Any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Check them out. See where the campuses are. They have two campuses where you can become a certified aviation maintenance technician. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, let me start by telling you, if you have the ability to be able to read schematics and follow directions when it comes to putting something together, like a vacuum cleaner, a lawnmower, whatever, model airplanes, whatever, that you could probably become an aviation maintenance tech, be trained by National Aviation Academy at one of their two campuses, and make a lot of money along the way. It's that simple. Because if you can do that, they will train you, and you will become an aviation maintenance tech, making yourself $60,000 a year or more. And the "or more" is usually the case. Now, they have two campuses. They have one right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on that side of the bay. So that's their two locations. And then, of course, you can ask to take the tour of one of those locations. Now, I'm going to give you the phone number. The phone number to call to put up an appointment, set up an appointment, is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Call them and ask to take an appointment, ticket tour of one of their facilities. Either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one up there in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston. Now, you'll be able to talk to some students along the way. You'll be able to talk to an instructor or two along the way. And you'll be able to talk to the people that handle the financing along the way. Because, again, veterans, your GI Bill is welcome there. They will tell you how much and what kind you get, because some of you may have used your benefits up along the way somewhere, some of them, but not all of them, and some of you may not have used your benefits at all, and they'll tell you how to go about doing what you're doing. They'll even help you with the paperwork if you need help. But I'm telling you, the best job going that has the most longevity, that makes you the most money, is that as an aviation maintenance technician being trained by National Aviation Academy. They are one of the leaders in aircraft maintenance training, one of the top schools in the country. NAA.edu and AA.edu. Now, today, this weekend, the Russians are opening up a couple of corridors for the people to move out of some of the devastated areas in the Ukraine and leave the country either by way of Poland or another route over into Hungary or Romania or wherever. They're opening up two humanitarian corridors. How this is going to go, I don't know. I hope it goes well. It should. Nobody should be shooting at anybody and all that sort of stuff, because they're being given a chance to people that are there, the civilians, to get out of Dodge and get out of harm's way. And I would think another big group of people is going to take advantage of that in lieu of what's been going on with all of the missiles and artillery shells fired on apartment buildings and churches and schools and whatnot. And when you hear the term war crimes, if you do something like that, and they can prove it, which they can, it's not very difficult, that's a war crime. And you should be brought up on charges. Someone should place you under arrest. and you're tried in a tribunal in front of the world. That's what they did with the Germans after World War II. And it should be done right now with anybody that's taking pot shots at a church, at an apartment building where civilians are. By the way, every time they drop one of these vacuum bombs, which is a slang word for what it's called, every time they drop one of those on a civilian facility where civilians are, it's a war crime. Every time. And those huge explosions you see in the distance when they show Kiev, and they show those explosions, those are those bombs going off wherever they might happen to be going off at. Now, war is hell. It always has been, always will be. And no matter what you do, it's not going to be pretty. If you want to win, and I think the Russians probably do, and the Ukraine forces want to drive them out. And by the way, guerrilla warfare at its best is now going on by Ukraine as they continue to hit the Russian army in many different places. Now, that convoy you heard, that's about 40 miles long, is still backed up. A lot of that is being caused by the Russians, who themselves are sabotaging their equipment so it won't move. Poking holes in the gas tanks is just part of it. Busting a transmission line, poking holes in a radiator. I've heard some of that going on to disable a piece of equipment, and then it just sits wherever it's at, and they have to push it out of the way. Now, if you're on a two-lane road and you're, let's say, on a mountain, and you got nowhere to pull off left and right, and you got to move that vehicle, what are you going to do with it? Well, you're going to push it over the side, and it's going to go down. But if it's one of those windy roads that winds around, and you wind around and around and around and around and around, and you push one of those trucks or a tank or whatever off the side, it's going to go down on the units that are down below and probably hit one of them. So this isn't as easy as it seems. But what's amazing is the fact that the Russian military is sabotaging their own equipment because they question what it is they're doing. And why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? As Russia is taking increasing aim at the urban areas of Ukraine, why wouldn't they? When you're targeting citizens now instead of military. Now there's a lot of younger forces that are there. So keep your eyes on the prize. This ain't over by a long shot. It's not going to be easy, but never say never. All right, Kathy, your turn. Take us to break. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah.
That's Aerosmith. That's live in concert 2014 at Donington Park. That's Steve Tyler and the gang. And, of course, little highway get down the road music tonight to keep you alert and awake. And we hope that everybody's having a good time tonight. And we hope that everybody that's going to the trucker rally up there, the truckers' convoys that are going into D.C., we hope that you have a safe trip over there. And please don't do anything stupid over there, because they just want the excuse to do whatever they can to create havoc for you, and you know it. Now, let me go over here and take a look at the weather, because we have had a couple of changes in the weather here since the last hour, and it's been changing all night long because we have a major ice storm that's moving across the northern part of Wisconsin in the northeastern part of Minnesota and the upper peninsula of Michigan, and it's not a pretty sight to look at on the map here. And this is a quarter inch to a half inch of ice they're talking about. Major ice storm. Now, you've got snow. Let's just go out west first. I-25 will use as a north-south bumper. You've got snow west of Albuquerque, I-40, up in the mountains there, and west I-25, Colorado, west of Denver, I-70. You're going to have it in all the mountain passes up there. You're going to have a problem on I-80 tonight between Cheyenne and Laramie, where you go down the mountain into Laramie and come back up the other side and go up over Elk Mountain. You are going to have a problem there. There's a winter storm warning there, and they've also had some ice in the area early on. So we've got quite a situation going there. Now, I-15 out there in Utah tonight, all the way from one end to the other. You got snow. You got snow up there in the northeastern corner of Idaho, up above Boise, and the southwestern corner of Montana, I-94, I-90, where it comes in together there to Crow Wing Reservation. You're going to have a little winter storm warning to go through. General snow up that way. Snow in the central part of North Dakota to include Bismarck. Snow across 94, South Dakota coming out of Rapid City. Also, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, snow there. Snow in Nebraska, all the way now across to Omaha. And you got a winter storm warning in the western part of Nebraska right there along the Wyoming border, so be careful. And then lower peninsula of Michigan, you got some snow. It's wrapping its way around to the east side now of Lake Michigan. Got some wind in Michigan, too, so you may be getting some lake effect snow by the looks of this wind that's picking up again. And certainly upstate New York, Lake Erie, and Lake Ontario, you will be getting some snow later in the day as the winds contribute to what's going to happen there. Now, taking a look over here in the east side, east coast, we've got some fog in the Chesapeake Bay area. And we've got some fog in the mountains of North Carolina. Got some very unsettled weather conditions right now for eastern Kentucky and for southeastern and northeastern Tennessee. Be advised of that. And then we've got heavy fog going up 95. This time it's gone up to Savannah and it's come all the way down to Daytona. So we've had an increase in the fog there from the last hour. So be advised, there's some bad weather this weekend, and you're just going to have to be careful. And whatever you do, wherever you go, allow yourself plenty of time to get there. Don't be Mad Max and the demon truck where you got to throw the thing into gear and go sailing up the road. By the way, we're getting a report right now. I'm trying to get this real quick here. It's a breaking news story. Russia claims it will let Ukrainian citizens leave two areas they're opening up so that they can either get on a train or a bus or whatever, gets them out of Dodge. And this is a good thing. We'll see how that all plays out as well. And if you haven't heard this, the global news media, to include CNN, the BBC, and Bloomberg News, shut down their operations in Russia yesterday and pulled everybody out and said they're not going to do any business there while this new law that was passed about the press and the fake news stories, people going against the Russian government, putting up what they said was fake news. Well, your reporters could go to jail over that. So the three companies I just mentioned, starting with CNN, decided that they were going to poll their reporters out of Russia. So if they don't run the risk of having somebody get charged. And that's probably a smart thing because they're the ones that would get it because of the way they like to write their news, for sure. So there you go. But again, it is what it is. No one should be surprised. Now, in addition, we talked a lot tonight about some things that were transpiring when it comes to the Ukraine. We'll see what happens. All the talking heads will be on the air on Sunday. And I want to mention one thing about my state here that I haven't mentioned till now. The Florida Senate passed the GOP, what they call, election police bill, which had been sought by Governor DeSantis. Now, this would create a police force dedicated to pursuing election crimes. The state legislature approved the bill along party lines. Nearly all the Republicans voted for it, while nearly all the Democrats didn't. Republicans obviously control the legislature down here. So we'll see how this plays out. It has its merits, so we'll see what happens. And remember the gunman last week who tragically killed his three daughters in church and then killed himself? Come to find out, the guy was in the United States illegally. Wow. The guy was in the United States illegally. There's another one. There's another one. We just can't seem to get away from it, folks. All righty. I hear the music. That means my weekend is over. I'll be back again Monday morning, 2 a.m., to talk to this great audience that we have. And remember, this program is all about we the people, we the people. We elect the people, and we can unelect those people. You got to remember in November, if you don't, shame on you. Got to get rid of these clowns, and I mean we've got to get rid of these clowns. Have yourself a great day. God bless America.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.